And joining me in the studio now is the fabulous Kelly Gulliver. Good morning.
Hi, Mel.
It's lovely to have you in, my friend. A big congratulations on winning the Northern Territory's Raw Grand Final on Saturday night.
Thank you.
It was an incredible event. So many funny people just lifted the roof of the entertainment centre. But I think it's really important that we chat about your journey into comedy, because the final on stage at the Darwin Entertainment Centre was only the second time that you've ever performed comedy.
Correct.
Stop it. That is absolutely amazing. So you were in the final on Monday night at Brownsmart, swept through like a superstar, and then onto the stage to take the whole thing. How are you feeling?
Wonderful. I'm just riding the wave. It's really good.
So why did you decide to put your hand up for Raw, having never done stand-up comedy before?
I was at the final last year and I loved it. I had a really great time. I was on a date, actually.
Ooh.
And I thought to myself, oh, I think I could do that. And I just thought I'd give it a crack.
Yeah, and give it a crack you did. And now, in April, you'll be jetting off to Melbourne to represent the Northern Territory in the national final.
What?
Like, that is epic. What? Huh? Where am I going? Like, that, it's an absolutely huge thing. So many great comedians got their start on that stage.
I know. How exciting.
It is exciting. Now, you're a mum, three kids, yeah?
Yep.
What did they think?
They're pretty stoked. My daughters were in the audience on Saturday night and I'm pretty sure they were proud. They didn't say too much. Got a couple of hugs and smiles. My son came out on Sunday morning and he said, "Mum, did you win?" And I said, "Yeah, mate." And he said, "Sweet."
Oh, high praise from a monosyllabic 18-year-old indeed.
Totally.
Look at that.
Got to be happy with that.
So where did you draw inspiration for the set that you did?
Well, I guess I drew it from an actual workshop that I attended. I like to go to lots of, you know, spiritual self-healing things. And sometimes funny shit happens there.
I wish anybody could have seen your face then as you dropped the S-bomb on radio.
I was just thinking to myself, oops, am I allowed to say that?
Well, it's done, Dal, isn't it? You can't put it back in the box. But and it was a fantastic story talking about a yoga retreat that you went on. It was super relatable and very, very funny. And I think the proof is in the pudding now that you're going through to represent the Northern Territory. Are you going to keep up the stand-up comedy?
I think so. I've got a plethora of material. Honestly, there's so many stories, yeah, that can just be told in a really funny, entertaining way. Now that I know I can do it, anything can happen.
Absolutely. And it's not that scary, is it?
No.
No.
Not at all, because the Raw Comedy family, they're so supportive. I've never had so many hugs in my life. I was in my glory.
Backstage was a little like a love-in, wasn't it?
It was a total hug fest.
A hug fest just covered in wine.
Yeah.
It was just insane. But it was wonderful and we're so proud of you. I think it's important to note that you, like me, we're women in our extreme 40s, extreme 30s, probably beyond, but anyway.
I'm beyond my extreme 30s, Mel.
But we're getting there. And this is the thing. So this is something new for you that you've decided to do at this stage in your life. Mm. Comedy is not just for the youth.
Absolutely not. No.
How can they? There were some very funny, very young people on that stage, and I thought, how can they be so amusing? They're not old enough to have experienced a lot of trauma.
I was really impressed with how brave they were. I would not have had the courage to do it at that age.
Yeah, the confidence is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to be incredible comedians as they move through. I think you'll agree with me, on that stage, there was a lot of talent.
Oh, it was epic. To be honest, I was surprised when my name got called out. I thought any number of people could have been called out, but yeah. The standard was amazing.
And so if you get the opportunity to head along and support any local comedy, you absolutely should, because the standard is super high. The judge that actually came from the Melbourne Comedy Festival has been coming to judge here for the last 12 years, and he said the 2020 stage was of the highest calibre that he had ever experienced in the NT.
Wow.
So that is high praise for the local comedy set. These guys work so hard. They're always at Brownsmart. There's LOL Thursdays at Beachfront. There's all sorts of opportunity to get behind local comedy. Now, your big show in the Big Smoke Melbourne is going to be on the TV. Well, we'll be able to watch it and cheer.
I know, right?
That's exciting. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I've got no idea what I'm going to wear. If anybody wants to sponsor me.
Yes. Let's dress Kelly for the show. You be careful what you ask for, because you'll get the see you in the NT mob giving you a call to pop on a couple of those shirts, maybe.
Great. I could wear maybe one of my son's band's shirts.
Oh, there you go. Gratuitous plug.
Yeah, do a bit of a promo for him.
That's excellent. Kelly, it's been such a pleasure having you in this morning. We're so incredibly proud of you. I think you're going to do a great job representing the NT, and we can't wait to see you crowned the national winner on stage in Melbourne in April.
Thank you so much, Mel.
Good luck, babe.
Thanks.